My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for David Garcia Marenko, D-A-V-I-D, last name G-A-R-C-I-A-M-A-R-E-N-K-O. number one, this patient was referred by Dr. Beltry for CKD3A evaluation, period. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is possibly related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. However, cardio renal syndrome secondary to coronary artery disease may play a role, period. The patient also has a history of kidney stones, which would alert a suspicion for interstitial nephritis secondary to nephrolithiasis, period. He reports nocturia 2 to 3 times a night and reports recent episode of hematuria, period. He denies dysuria or weak urine stream, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 13 from 18, creatinine of 1.33 from 1.5, and GFR 57 from 47. There is evidence of selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 253.8 milligrams from 856.2 milligrams, period. There is no urinalysis available to assess for sediments there is no urinalysis available to assess for activity in the urinary sediments, period. To further assess the etiology of the CKD, we will order renal ultrasound to assess the renal structures. A post-void pelvic ultrasound and PSA to rule out any urological conditions such as obstructive uropathy, BPH, or other conditions, or cystitis, a 24-hour urine. A 24-hour urine stone protocol to rule out any stones. The patient states he has not passed any stones since 1985, where he had to undergo a an intervention, possibly a lithotripsy, to remove a stone, period. He denies passing any other stones, period. We will also order spot urine protein, spot urine creatinine, as well as repeat the urine microalbumin for further assessment of proteinuria, period. We will order mineral bone disease workup to rule out hyperparathyroidism. Since there is evidence of proteinuria, we will order nephritis workup to rule out other causes such as vasculitis, autoimmune disease, blood dyscrasias, and liver disease as a source of the proteinuria, period. We will also order uric acid to rule out hyperuricemia, period. We emphasize the importance of adopting a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, period. We also advise him to reduce his overall sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours and to drink only what is necessary to prevent fluid retention, period. Number two, proteinuria as per number one. Number three, hyperlipidemia with the acceptable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen of rosuvastatin 20 milligrams, period. Because fenofibrate is nephrotoxic, we recommend an alternate treatment or discontinuation of it altogether, period. However, we will leave this at the discretion of the primary care provider, Dr. Belchi, period. Next line, GERD, G-E-R-D. He is currently taking omeprazole, period. Due to the nephrotoxic capabilities of the omeprazole, we advised him to discontinue it, period. We started him on famotidine, 20 milligrams, 40 milligrams daily instead, period. Next line, coronary artery disease. The patient reports a mild heart attack a long time ago. However, he has not followed up with the cardiologist in a long time. Period. We recommend that he follows up with the cardiologist and that his primary care provider will either refer him to one or complete an echocardiogram to further evaluate his cardiovascular status, period. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea. He currently uses a CPAP. Next line, nephrolithiasis as per number one. Next line, weight loss. The patient reports unexplainable weight loss for the past year or so without trying, period. Today he weighs 134 pounds. We advise him to monitor his weight on a daily basis and to note any further decrease in the weight, period. He would probably benefit from a CT of the abdomen and pelvis in the future to rule out any malignancies, period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case and before we get there, his serum albumin has decreased to 3.4 from 3.7. We are unsure if this is related to a lack of appetite or to the fact that he is passing protein in the urine, period. We will continue to monitor. He reports eating only 2 meals a day. So we will continue to monitor for now. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. Thank you, Dr. Belchi, for the Belchi, B-E-L-T-R-E, for the kind referral. We will keep you updated with the patient's progress. And